So we're going to do an exercise right now that if you get nothing else from this audio course, this one exercise could radically change your life, and it's very simple. You can do this sitting up, lying down, standing up. You can do it while you're driving your car. You can do it any place, anywhere. But right now, just to learn it, I would encourage you to just take a comfortable seating posture on a cushion or in a chair or wherever you might be. And to begin with, close your eyes so you can concentrate. Now, this is something you'll be able to do. Obviously, if you can do it while you're driving a car, do it with your eyes wide open. You can do it anytime, anywhere. But this first time, just to learn it, it might be helpful if you close your eyes to sort of focus. You don't have to. You could keep your eyes open if you prefer. So as we've been doing with all the mindfulness exercises, just consciously shift your attention and bring it to your own body and your own breathing. And to begin with, just get a global sense of how you're feeling. Maybe you're feeling awake, maybe a little sleepy, maybe you're feeling energized, maybe you feel tired. Maybe you notice that you feel a bit stressed out, maybe you're feeling calm, maybe you're feeling actually a lot of anxiety. Could be all kinds of things going on. There's no right or wrong about any of it. Just tune a little bit and get a sense of how you're feeling right now in the moment without needing to judge it or change it. And if your mind starts wandering off somewhere, just gently bring it back. Bring it back again and again to the body and the breath. And just let that gentle effort to focus our attention inwardly on our own physical experience of tactile physical sensation throughout the body and the flow of sensate experience we call the breath, that gentle effort to gather our attention and focus it there. Let that just kind of slow us down and bring us into the present moment a little bit. And then notice where you're breathing from. Are you breathing with the belly? Is that your default method of breathing? Or are you breathing more with the chest? Many of us have become, as a stress response, default chest breathers. Like we did before, if you notice you're breathing with the chest, try to adjust your pelvis a little bit until you find that you're breathing with the belly. Or if you need be, you can place your hands behind your head like we did before, which will force you to start breathing with your belly. You probably won't need to keep them up there. It's once you start breathing with the belly, then you can probably maintain it or get your body aligned in the right way so that you're breathing with the belly, doing diaphragmatic breathing, which is our natural form of breathing, which optimizes the amount of oxygen going into our bloodstream and to our cells throughout the body. Okay, so we have our eyes closed, we're focused on the body, we're focused on the breath, we're feeling the body, we're feeling the breath. Continuing to breathe with the belly in this way, begin breathing in through the nose with your mouth closed, and then out through pursed lips as if you're breathing through a straw. You could even let it whistle a little bit. You don't need to aspirate and have it whistle, but you could. But it's almost like you're whistling or breathing through a straw. In through the nose, out through a straw. In through the nose, out through pursed lips as if you're breathing or blowing through a straw. So just continue doing that for a while continuing to breathe with the belly. And now we're going to begin to count the breath with a certain number of beats or counts for the in-breath and the out-breath. So as we breathe in, it might be 1, 2, 3, 4. And then as we breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you get the idea. The out breath is 2 or 3 counts or beats longer than the in breath. So breathing in through the nose, breathing out through pursed lips as if breathing or blowing through a straw. The out breath, 2 or 3 counts or beats longer than the in-breath. So let's just do that for a while. You can do the counting yourself. It might kind of match your heartbeat. It doesn't have to, but it's kind of like that pace. We're going to do this for a couple of minutes. So just continue breathing with the belly, in through the nose, out through pursed lips, breathing in a 4 or perhaps a 5 count, breathing out a 7 or an 8 count. Keep it comfortable. As you continue breathing in this way, notice any changes to your physiology, your state of mind, how you're feeling. Just a little while longer, stay with it, breathing in through the nose, out through pursed lips. Okay, thank you. So if you would, please stop the audio here, grab your journal, write down some reflections in terms of what you were actually experiencing physiologically as you did that exercise and by the time we finished the exercise. Go ahead, just write down anything you can think of. We'll give you a minute or two. Okay, welcome back. Did you do it? Did you write it down? If you didn't, please go back. Listen to it, do the exercise, even if you need to do it a couple of times, and then write in your journal. This is the way we learn, and this is the way we're going to put ourselves in the driver's seat of our own life and develop the insights and the reflections to really understand what's going on with ourselves. Writing things down is a critical part of this process. So, what did you experience? Most people, when they do this, what we call straw breathing, very quickly experience a downregulation of their physiology. We feel calmer, more peaceful, more at ease. Now, the first time you do it, most people experience that the first time, but it could be that just doing it, focusing on your body and breath, just made you uncomfortable or made you anxious. That's completely normal and that's fine. So you may need to do it a few times to get the swing of it. But I'll guarantee you, with practice, and it probably won't take very much practice, you can learn to use this tool to immediately activate the parasympathetic branch of your autonomic nervous system. In other words, activate the relaxation response part of your own physiology. So that anytime we feel ourselves getting upregulated, anxious, stressed out, out of control, off to the races, we can just remember, oh, my breath, okay. Remember my feet, grounded, okay. Belly breathing, okay. Oh, straw breathing, all right, start doing it. And we can calm ourselves down. And now we are in charge of our own physiology instead of the world around us being in charge of our own physiology and our brain. Now, I don't know if that's hitting you like a big illumination right now, but I think at some point it will hit you about how huge this is. This is literally the moment where we get in the driver's seat of our own physiology, body, and brain, and life. It puts us in charge. Otherwise, the world's in charge. You know, we think, most of us, have the illusion that we're free-thinking adult human beings walking around making all kinds of adult autonomous decisions all day long. Well, if only that were true. Sad to say, it's just not true. We actually operate in very habitual, very mechanical, very programmed way. Anytime stimulus A2 comes up, we respond with response B4 every time. We're programmed, and we operate very mechanically, and we create the illusion of autonomy and the illusion of consciousness. But for the most part, and it's not that there's no autonomy or no consciousness, but we are largely operating in a highly mechanical, programmed way. This straw breathing and other similar state-shifting exercises that allow us to manage our own physiology immediately puts us back in charge. I use this a lot when I'm driving, especially when I'm going to the airport. It's quite common that I'll have to drive to the airport, often in bad weather and unpredictable traffic, and sometimes, you know, what I thought was a 45-minute drive is going to be a 2.5-hour drive, and maybe I'm going to miss my flight. So that I don't get all stressed out or go into something like road rage, I do the straw breathing the whole way. Eyes wide open, but I'm doing the straw breathing, and I stay calm. I usually make my flight, and I get there, and I'm not all stressed out. And then as I start to go through security, I do more straw breathing so I don't get all stressed out by the process of flying, which we all know is not as fun as it used to be. So this is something you can use anytime, anywhere to put yourself back in charge of your own physiology, your own brain, your own emotions. This, in terms of the overall map we're using, emotional intelligence, this is in the self-management or self-regulation sphere. This is a key tool for self-regulation of our physiology, and it also then helps us regulate our emotional responses.